Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, what's up, Airheads? We're back once again. Time for another stirring rendition of Putting On Airs. We're here in the virtual Airstream studios. I'm Tia, and that's Corey. Corey, we got, I don't know about you, but I feel like we got a little bit of, I don't know if eating crow is the right term for how I'm feeling right now, but
yeah.
I don't feel too great about our recent little expose or deep dive into the Kate Middleton situation. I don't know how everybody else who participated in that is feeling. It's weird. I don't know if it's because she's young and pretty and stuff, but it literally never occurred to me that
I don't think that hurts.
It could be something like that.
Right. No,
like
me either.
If I had thought of that, you know, maybe wouldn't have been quite so cavalier. I don't even remember what I always said about, yeah, I mean, we were speculating she was fucking antiquities dealers and in a coma and stuff. So,
well, to be fair,
like, no, she has cancer.
To be
like,
fair,
well, now I feel bad.
To be fair, we were commenting on what the popular speculations were, and I do believe we got a little cavalier with it, yes, but it's to defend us, again, I'm also sorry because it's fucked up, but to defend us, like, we didn't come up with them ideas ourselves. I was just reporting what the news was, and honestly, I feel double bad about it because, like, I literally just went on a rant yesterday. And I didn't say this phrase, but like the whole premise of it was basically like no one's heard of Occam's razor anymore. You know what I mean? Like every single thing, like used to, there was like, you know, eight kind of conspiracy theories and like everybody just kind of fit into those camps. But now like nothing can possibly happen without immediately everyone going to what's the most convoluted fucking explanation that could possibly be. It's definitely that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, we suck. I suck. I'm the one that brought it up.
So yeah, so the deal is, and that's all, it's all like confirmed and people believe this, right? Like
she came out and put a video out that nobody has said is a deep fake. And I mean, it looked real. It came from her account. And I'm not saying this to be funny. She looked different. I wouldn't necessarily say sickly, but like super sickly, but like you can definitely tell like she's been, you know, hold up and going through some shit.
Yeah, well, that's not nearly as fun as, you know, we had hoped. But on a more fun royal family note, I don't know if you knew this already or not, but I found out this week because our buddy Smart Mark sent us a little link to some literature on the subject. Apparently King Charles got a hog on him, big old royal wiener. He's been packing this whole time, and I got to say I am kind of surprised by that.
I am too.
I don't think I would have pegged him as packing major heat, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, because he definitely, and a lot of those like aristocratic British dudes kind of like almost reek of I'm doing all of this to make up for something.
Yeah,
you know, right. What I mean, but he is inbred. And you know what I mean? And yeah, I won't say what type of people those people often turn out to be, but I will say they've got hangers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And strong. Woo.
But this, the thing that Mark sent us, wasn't it like a snippet from a tabloid from years ago or something?
Yeah, there's a picture of his dick.
Right. Meaning this ain't new information.
Right.
Well, why, you know, how come people don't know about this?
I don't know.
I would think you'd think the king's dick, it being, you know, sizable and everything,
right,
would be something that would have like come up.
Yeah, and if I was him, I would be, like, secretly putting out press releases or, like, leaking this information. You know what I mean? Because that's got to help with a certain, like, the Witherspoons part of your base. That's got to hit for them. You know what I mean?
What is this? Where did the? Well, I mean, we're not. I'm not going to show y'all a picture of King Charles's dick. But this is what is this? yeah. Well, I feel like we might get in trouble for that.
Well,
apparently, no one else ever gets in trouble for any of those rules
just
except us. Like, all the stuff we ain't allowed to say or put on YouTube or any of our socials or whatnot. And then Drew will send us an Instagram clip of some dude and fucking Uzbekistan pulling his dick out for some reason.
Yeah, and calling his dog the N-word or something.
Yeah, like I don't understand how any of that works. I mean,
it's because we are white. God damn it. I've been saying it.
Yeah, but anyway, I don't know. I just wonder what kind of magazine this is. Over there, I think they show...
They're tabloidy.
Right. But I'm saying over there, like our tabloids over here are regular tabloids. They won't show dicks.
Yeah.
Right?
They're more progressive over there.
But over there, they will show dicks in their tabloids. Yeah. And I think in their tabloids, they have, what's it called? Like Page Six Girls or something like that, where it's just like, they
spread
just
have
a naked lady in there every week just because that hits.
And it does hit.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, like, it does.
Say what you will.
No, titties out here fighting the war against wokeness. God bless their souls.
I know, man.
That's what everybody says.
Really appreciate them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a wild thing that's going on. Apparently, people have decided Sidney Sweeney's big old rack is on the front lines of the war against the woke mind virus or something. Which I'm not, what do you think about that?
Well, I can tell you one thing off the top of my head that really pisses me off is how we are, as divided as this country is, let's face it, it has always been a divided country. Let's not act like we didn't have a civil war. Let's not act like people didn't have to vote to get women the vote and Jim Crow laws and all this shit. But like, there have always been unifiers in this country. There have been bridges in this country where no matter what you believe, when we're talking about this thing or that thing or watching this sport, we're all fucking just Americans. And God damn it, titties, I thought, was one of them. I did not think that a hot blonde with a super rocking knockers just existing could somehow in itself, in the minds of others, be a political statement. And it's pissing me off. And also, I would like to add, because, we don't discuss politics on this show, and I'm sure people don't even know where we stand. So
this is titty adjacent.
I know. Politics. No. I know. I'm just prefacing it by saying, people
like
out there.
It different.
Yeah. People out there don't know whether I'm Republican or Democrat. I've always been very secretive about that.
Yeah, you had it well.
The Johnny Carson rule. You know what I mean? Half the audience voted for Nixon. Anyways, I am upset with the liberals who I may or may not be a part of, that you have somehow let slip from your grasp tittiness and sexuality as one of the defining characteristics of your whole goddamn movement.
But I don't buy that that's actually happened. That's
why are they saying it?
Making the argument? But I don't know. It's like I feel like the people who are talking about titties is fighting against wokeness are the same people that think that every woman who shows any amount of skin is a whore,
will
shame them for being whores, and they're super Jesus-y and Christian and stuff. But it's like, fucking Christians don't like titties.
They're all over the place.
The other side, the side that they hate, the woke side, is the side of like fucking polyamorous, pansexual butt fucking and stuff.
Yeah.
All kinds of butt fucking. And it's like, you think y'all get titties? I don't get how. I don't understand the logic, but that's
I don't either. And this is going to contradict everything we've just said. And frankly, it will contradict our entire careers. But like, I think we got to start ignoring them because I don't think they believe it either. But their whole thing is like tears, the liberal tears or whatever, and getting everybody all upset and flustered. I don't know. Maybe we just got to start giving the liberals, whoever they are, they just got to start giving them this. Just like, I'll go ahead. Live in your fucking padded cell where you think that we hate titties.
Maybe, I guess. I don't know. It's a thought. But speaking of hot rocking babes, I had another picture of Queen Victoria that I thought was funny.
Show it.
See my screen?
Yep, sure can. So
this picture, Queen Victoria photobombing her son's wedding by sitting between him and his bride while wearing a full mourning dress and staring at a bust of her dead husband. Look at that, dude. You talk about a monster-in-law or whatever. Like, I mean, imagine that. It's imagine what his bride is thinking. Also, the look on his face is just like, the fuck you gonna do? I mean, his
bitch better have my money.
His mama's the queen. What are you gonna do? But just like, she's like, I hope no one has forgotten that some people's husbands are dead. You know, whatever. Like, I guess that's why she's doing this. What do you? I mean, why would you do this?
I don't know. I mean, they're inbred. You know what I mean? I said it before, but like, I don't know, man. But like, dude, this wouldn't go near as hard if she was just looking straight forward. It still would be like, hey, you know, this is our wedding, our time. And maybe it's a little weird to have the dead husband there, but like her just like staring at it, looking like the cover of a fucking Smashing Pumpkins album is like, it's great. Like, she had all of this in her mind made some sort of sense.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, and how? Like, what do you think?
I can't decide if it's like I feel if you're any type of royalty, not just a queen, you know, king, whatever, you're so used to everything being about you that you instinctually make everything about you. So it's either that or in some fucked up way, she thought this was like artistic and sentimental and that it would hit in that way. It's one of the two, and both are stupid and didn't work.
It could just be that she's like, because it says her dead husband, and that's her son who's getting married. So I'm assuming that's his father, but I'm not sure. Maybe he had a different father and that guy also died and this is her second husband. I don't know. I'm not up on my, you know, Victorian era prince consorts, but if that's his dad, then I could see it just being like a, you know, an eccentric take on a family photo or something. But like the fact that she like seems to not be, she won't deign to look at either the camera or her son.
Right.
Like it does make it way funnier.
Yeah.
It's like, she's like, you know,
if the bride and the groom were standing together and she was standing beside the groom looking at the camera and the dead husband was where he is and it was just, everything was normal beside that, I'd go, okay, they didn't have a family portrait of the wedding. The only thing they didn't have Photoshop back then, but they're royal. So of course they had a marble bust of this motherfucker's head. Right. And I would get that. It is purely the fucking, she looks like Matilda's principal. Like it just looking in, I don't know. It's crazy, but dude, they was wild back then. Also, I guess you got to figure like, this is one of the earliest pictures. They didn't know what you were supposed to do.
That's 100% true. I mean, that's a very good point. Also, like the way that, I mean, it's been covered a million times by other people, but like they always look kind of, they look very dour and almost and usually creepy and stuff in those pictures, but that's because they had to sit there for like 45 minutes or something.
And so a
like,
thing exploded.
You can't hold a smile for 45 minutes, you know?
No.
So, and also like, they'd take pictures of their dead relatives and stuff because pictures were a novel concept. And it's like, this is a way to remember this person who's now gone. But then you look at a picture and you're like, you know, oh, that baby is dead in that picture. You find that out. And it's like, it just they're always so creepy, but it, you know, it just was the way it was.
What, dude, not even just the 45 minutes it takes to get a picture taken, but like, you got to also factor in the hour lecture they had before of someone going, don't listen to Rasputin. It's not going to take your soul. Yeah. You know what I mean? Cause people used to think that they're like, you take a picture, it takes, it's like a horcrux. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
And these people are by definition, like they believe in the mystic type things and Satan and stuff because they literally believe that they were ordained by God. So they take that shit very seriously.
You know what Korean papaws think will take your soul?
Not using a wok.
Ceiling fans.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if
it sucks it up.
Specifically ceiling fans or just all fans. Because I always remembered it because it's like they think if you sleep with either a ceiling fan or any kind of fan on, it'll like suck your soul up or kill you or something like that. And I always remember that because, like, sleeping with a fan hits so hard.
So hard.
You see a fan sleeper? I love sleeping with a fan.
I can't not. We have a box fan in our bedroom just for that. And it's also, it's not just the, for me at least, it's not just the I need air circulating. Otherwise, even if it's cool inside, if there's no air circulating, I feel like I'm in, like, a swamp or something. But also the sound of the box fan, like that white noise, like it just, yeah, dude, fan, no, I can't do no fan.
So fan death is a misconception that people have died as a result of running an electric fan. So it's not a ceiling fan. It is any fan. So the hitness type of sleeping situation. They think the misconception that people have died as a result of running an electric fan in a closed room with no open windows, while the supposed mechanics of fan death are impossible, given how fans be. I'm paraphrasing here.
Yeah.
Belief in fan death persisted all the way into the mid-2000s in South Korea and, to a lesser extent, in Japan as well. Where the idea came from is unclear, but fears about electric fans date back to their introduction to Korea, with stories from the 1920s and 30s warning of risk of nausea, asphyxiation, and facial paralysis from the new technology. There's a conspiracy theory that the South Korean government at the time perpetuated this myth as a form of propaganda to curb the energy consumption in South Korean households during the 70s energy crisis.
There it is.
People were using it too much. But Slate has reported that it goes back way further than that, so that can't be the explanation. So,
man, it's wild how, like, because I think when you first hear something like this, your knee-jerk reaction is to go, what fucking idiots? But, like, not every person who believed that was an idiot. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how, like, there's other examples of this type of thing where it's like someone said something once, and no matter how ridiculous it was, that's just what it is. You know what I mean? And, like, no matter how much technology changes around you, like a lot of, like, older Southern, not all of you, because I know a lot of older people listen to the podcast. I'm not blanketing that a lot of older people, Southerners is the only one I can speak of, like, will not eat meat unless it is well done, because they are convinced it will kill them, because back when they was kids, like, it might've woulda, even though it's been proven now, like, dude, you don't have to do that, but they still won't. And, like, I want to call all those people stupid, but there's too many of them. And, like, they ain't all stupid. It's just shit gets in your brain. You're like, no, this it.
Yeah. Do you know? And, like, pork,
don't have to be. Yeah. You can pork, do it medium rare.
You can eat pork medium if you want to. Yeah. It's like, it's fine. It hits harder. That was a
way
thing.
Harder.
That was a disease or called, like, trichinosis or something, which, like, I believe there's not been a confirmed case of it in like 40 fucking years or something like that. But used to, if you didn't cook pork all the way through, you could get trichinosis and that shit would fuck you up. But again,
not now,
not since before either of us were born has that been a real thing. But yet a lot of people still won't eat pork if it's got any kind of, if it ain't cooked all the way through.
Do you follow the chicken guy, the chicken boy, or the chicken feller on Instagram?
Those three different people.
I don't know.
Chicken beef with each other. You're more of a chicken feller man, but some people prefer the chicken guy. Me, I like Professor Chicken because I'm a little more highbrow.
Well, I'll be honest with you. This guy, the moniker Professor Chicken actually fits him a little bit more because he is kind of dressed nice, seems well-to-do, and I believe...
You're not talking about Colonel Sanders, are you?
No, fuck no.
That would be funny. Like, he's some kind of chicken professional. He dresses real nice. It seems.
No, there's this guy on Instagram, and I think his handle, I'll try to look it up after the show, but, like, his handle is something like Raw Chicken Challenge or something. Oh. And so he started out, he was like, all right, it started as a joke, kind of like he wasn't really going to do it a lot, but then, like, he got a bunch of followers, and he's like, He starts off the video like day whatever of me eating raw chicken until I get a tummy ache, right?
Yes.
Well, like, he's on like day 62, and not only has he not been sick, by the way, he's eating them in all different ways. Like, he's making chicken sushi. He also drinks a glass of raw eggs when he's doing it. Not only has he not gotten sick, but he looks
jacked as fuck.
He's not. I don't know if he's jacked. He don't take his shirt off.
He looks like Rocky Balboa.
He looks good. Like, I can notice a difference in, like, his skin from the first video and now. And, like, I don't know. I guess I'd have to go back and look at his mission statement. But, like, I don't know if the whole thing he's doing is trying to be like, hey, you can eat raw chicken now because there's so much shit in it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I have heard of that guy, actually. I didn't know he existed, and I haven't looked into his motivations either, and those are important to me because, like, if he's doing that to dispel antiquated notions of food, dangerous food, risks,
yeah,
then that's commendable as far as I'm concerned, because we could be the same. We were just, you know, lambasting papaws for feeling right. that way about beef and pork, when maybe we're the same way with chicken, if this right. guy is correct. So, like, that's fine. But, you know, there's also this whole other thing on the internet lately of, like,
just being disgusting.
Males eating
yeah. No, it ain't. No, it ain't only. That.
Right.
No, yeah. he kind of.
When
I'm
you
not...
first said, like, he's eating raw chicken or whatever, before I remembered what you were who you were talking about, my immediate reaction was to cringe at it, because, like, that dude.
No. Like, it ain't that.
Bowls of. Like
bowl testicles.
Bowl testicles.
I hate that fucking guy.
In a bowl of like that raw fucking yak milk or something.
Yeah, and
cum. He's like, testicle cereal or whatever.
That dude that looks like Jack Santa, is that who you're talking about?
Yes, I think he looks like if our buddy Smart Mark fell in the ooze from the Ninja Turtles universe. That's what I think he looks like.
He does.
Yeah, those movies like Bebop and Rocksteady or whatever. Or yeah. come out, like if that happened to Mark,
yeah,
come out looking like the Liver King. I
yes.
think.
Yeah, the Liver King. No, this guy is not that.
You know, that dude makes like millions of fucking dollars,
of course,
or like that, or has. And it's like, and they even proved that he was doing all kinds of steroids. Because, like,
yeah, of course he is.
I know, but the conceit was,
no, just
I'm super jacked because I eat nothing but raw meat, because that's what men are supposed to do. Real men, cavemen. It's cavemen. Cavemen were fucking badass. Cavemen were all jacked as fuck and got pussy and stuff. So that's how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to eat raw meat. I eat raw meat. I'm jacked. You eat raw meat, you'll quit being such a beta cut pussy bitch, right? That was his whole thing, and people bought into that, of course. And then they found out, it got proven that, like, he was on $10,000 a month of steroids the whole time.
Right.
And, but he still, he took a big hit from that, as I understand it. Like, he was like a fucking cultural phenomenon for a second there, and he's not on that level anymore, but he's still like, he's still, you know, hitting as far as that goes. Like, he's still making plenty of money off of it and is still active and shit, and people still buy into his bullshit and stuff, despite the fact it's, you know, he's been called out.
It, right. Well, yeah, that don't usually matter. Affect people with that base. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The fucking words. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah.
That hits.
That does hit, doesn't it?
That's it, yeah. Anyway, what do you want to talk about today? Got something, but you told me you wanted me to go last, so
yeah, I do want you to go last, because I want to talk, Trey. I guarantee you that I'm about to say this, and not only is every person listening or watching, also you are going to be like, yeah, no fucking shit, but I didn't know this, just because I just always took what it was at face value. But, like, do you know Madame Tussauds, the whack shit?
Yeah, I've been to the one here in Hollywood, sort of.
Did it hit for you?
It's all right. I thought so they have a VR experience in there that's like a separate thing, and I took the boys to that once. But to get to it, you have to go through the Wax Museum. So it's kind of like sort of a, I don't know if you call it a cheat, because you have to pay for the VR experience. But I'm saying it's a sort of a loophole, because we got to go through the Wax Museum without paying for the Wax Museum experience, because we were going to the other thing in the back of it.
Well, that hits.
So that was the context in which I went through there, and the boys were with me, and I was like, oh, this will be cool. But they don't, it probably just because they didn't know who literally any of those people were. Do you know what I mean? It's like, even like Elvis or whatever. They're like, who's that? Does he hit? Does he stream? Is he a Twitch streamer? You know, like, fucking. So it didn't have much of an impact on them, frankly. I find it impressive, but
yeah.
I mean, it's crazy impressive how they do those things, those wax sculptures. But, you know, I'm not a massive devotee of Madame Tussaud or nothing.
Do you know anything about Madame Tussaud?
I don't even know if that's a real person. Is that a real person?
When do you think Madame Tussaud's the wax museum place was founded?
Victorian era London, 1875.
1835, bruh. 1835. Madame Tussaud is indeed a real person. I didn't know that.
It just feels to me like a Victorian
yeah.
type of thing. Ripley's too. It's like kind of sideshowy and it's like
carny,
like that show Penny Dreadful.
Yeah,
like fucking those like wax museums would fit right in with that whole deal somehow. So
agreed. Well, the only reason that I even looked this up is because before looking it up, I just assumed that was just the name of they just named it that because it sounds like it. Yeah, hit.
But I kind of thought that too.
I'd always heard of it because, like, you know, Conan would do bits on it on the show, and I just knew Madame Tussauds, whatever. But I heard like someone talking about going to Madame Tussauds in Nashville, and I was like, what the fuck? Because I didn't know they had chains. I didn't know it was a chain. And I was like, I thought it was just in Hollywood, but they got them motherfuckers all over. So I was like, let me click on that shit real quick. And yeah, started in 1835. Madame Tussaud, she comes from a family. They grew up super poor. They grew up in Switzerland. And all of the men in their family were executioners, right? So you remember. Well,
that's wild. Yeah.
It's wild. But you remember from your past episode, if all the men in her family were executioners, that means that the only person that she could marry was an executioner. Right.
Yeah. Because they did not, they were like outcast or whatever. They didn't generally hit for people. Yeah.
Yeah. So her mom didn't want this life for her. So she just like shipped her off in secret to her brother-in-law. And her brother-in-law was this dude named Philippe Courses or something like that. And he, what his job title was he was an anatomical modeler and doctor. Here's the reason he was an anatomical modeler. It's because doctors and schools where they were training doctors and stuff, like they needed cadavers. But for some reason, I figured it would be the opposite, actually. But like for some reason at the time, getting dead bodies was becoming like harder and harder. And I guess harder relatively. I guess they were like, oh, people aren't dying like they did in 1810, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, that's real wild to me. It's crazy. I thought back then you just walked outside and tripped over three corpses on your way to the apothecary or whatever. I thought that, you know. People walk with carts down the streets where you just throw your dead bodies onto it. You know,
anyone got any dead?
Yeah, right. Bring out your dead. Yeah, like yeah. Fucking, yeah, twice a day or whatever. That's what. Yeah, I had no idea. Maybe they were getting scooped by the grave robbers. I feel like grave robbers were a big thing back then. And I think they were doing it because people were getting buried in jewelry and stuff. Either that, or I'm sure at least some of them were probably porking the corpses, but like not everybody, I don't think.
Right.
So maybe it was a hotly contested market, very competitive market for corpses between like grave robbers and medical schools and things of that nature.
You know, that makes the most sense where it's like it's 1835. There's just more hospitals and shit now and they all need this. And like, yeah, people are still dying, but there's less of a pie to, you know, get from. But yeah, again, when I read that, I was like, surely fucking not. But they were. And so what he would do is he would make lifelike corpses out of wax and sell them to the universities so that they could like, you know, have their students. I mean, fucking sure.
All you could do is point at it. Right?
Yeah, right.
But I mean, a lot of like high school labs and stuff have like that, you know, the skeletal. It's like a, you know what I'm talking about? The model of a dude where half of it is half, like muscular and half of it is just bones.
Looks like us.
And you could point. Right. Yeah. And it'd be like, see, that's where your liver be and stuff. So, I mean, I guess that's what he was doing.
Did need to point at things, you know?
Yeah. I mean, dude, they didn't know shit. They didn't know where kidneys was and stuff. So just having a fake dead person where you could point and be like, there, they're right there. It was hugely beneficial. I mean, that'd be beneficial to me. You know?
I agree.
I'm not going to use that information, but yeah, like,
would hit.
It would be informative even now.
Well, so he did this and he was also a doctor, but then like he really enjoyed making the lifelike wax bodies. And in his spare time, he just started, he was like, I'm going to make them famous. I'm going to make famous people into these fucking wax figures. You know what I mean? Like, why not? Like it's fun. It gives me a challenge or whatever. What was really cool about this and why it really popped off for him, because it wasn't at the actual, they didn't open the exhibition until later. It was just kind of like you came to his house and saw this shit. But like people were enamored with it because this was a time before photographs.
Right. Yeah. I was about to say, I totally get it. Because I was about to say, like, who even were famous people back then? But also, like, a lot of people, they didn't know what they wouldn't know what famous people look like, right? Unless exactly. you saw them with your own two eyes. So.
That would have no idea. So he would make them, I guess, based on like drawings.
But who are we talking about? Like Lord Byron and fucking people like that?
I guess.
Painters and poets and shit. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
They weren't movie stars. Charles Dickens was hugely famous. Right?
He was huge.
So like people like that, I guess. Charles Dickens and fucking whoever else. I can only think of like fake people. Like Sherlock Holmes, pretty big.
Well, you know? Arthur Conan Doyle. But he wasn't born in 1835.
No, no, no.
Because he was boys with Houdini. So
yeah.
But anyways, yeah. So like, and the only surviving when Tussaud, when she took over the business, and she, you know, she, by the way, ended up, this is wild, my second page of notes is just gone, but she ended up taking over the business. And as it turned out, like, he started teaching her this, like, as a kid, and turns out she, like, had a knack for it. And, like, even by his own admission, she hit way harder at it than he did. And the first one that she ever made was of her Uncle Philippe, and that is the only surviving sculpture of Madame Tussauds, which is still in the original exhibition hall in Paris, which is insane to me. And again, I've lost my notes, but I knew I didn't have that much more, because what I wanted to get into next was I wanted to show you some really terrible wax figures.
Oh yeah, okay. Like from where? Like who made these?
That's a good question.
What I'm saying is, are these?
I think they're from Tussauds.
But so, like, ones they fucked up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, these are from Tussauds.
Hold on, I don't know if these are, like, amateur attempts.
No. These are actual ones. Like, you've probably seen a couple before, because every now and then one will go viral. Like, someone will, like, just, you know, go to a place and be like, well, who the fuck was thinking about this?
Hold on. Can you, real quick, I missed something, because I remember this picture I want to show you, and I went to search for the picture, and while I was searching for the picture, I missed this, if you said it.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time, or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
These sculptures were made by that dude, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
Is it called her name? What does she have to do with it?
Because he was making them like kind of amateur-wise, like, and then he teaches her how to do it. Turns out she's better at it, and is when they decided to put the exhibition. She was 16 when that happened, by the way. And like during the I found my notes. During the French Revolution, Madame Tussauds, she was imprisoned. And while she was imprisoned, she made death masks of executed nobles, which is kind of badass.
Yeah. What, I've heard of death mask before. What is that? Is that other people wear it in honor of the person that's dead, or you put it on the person who has died? Like when
a death mask is the likeness of a person's face after their death, usually made by taking a cast or impression of the corpse.
Yeah.
And the main purpose of the death mask from the Middle Ages until the 19th century was to serve as a model for sculptors in creating statues and busts of the deceased person.
Okay.
So that was like, she was doing that for pragmatic reasons.
Yeah.
It takes around 4 months and more than 500 precise measurements, 150 photographs, 150 kilograms of clay, and more than 200,000 pounds to make each one of the wax figures.
She was doing it with zero photographs.
It was zero, yeah, absolutely.
Which is wild. Also, were they getting these famous people to like sit for them or something? Do you know what I mean? Like, how'd they get people to agree to that? Or were they fucking freehanding this at the beginning? Because that's really wild if you're doing that like from memory or something.
Right. That part I'm not seeing in my notes, but like,
if you're a total fucking nobody, how are you gonna get Charles Dickens to sit and be like, let me make a full scale wax replica of you because I'm trying to hit with that?
Right.
You don't really get nothing out of it.
Not a thing.
Yeah. But weird.
I have to assume that it was literally just like somebody, they just bought a print where someone had like drawn them or something. I mean, that's the only fucking thing that makes sense. So actually in 1925, at Madame Tussauds, out where you live, there was a big fire and most all of the statues were lost. However, all of the molds remained intact, so they were able to just like fucking do it again, which is like a well done on their part. The museum
1925. How long has this fucking thing been here?
In
Hollywood.
Oh wait. This doesn't say in Hollywood. This just says Madame. I think this was the Paris one.
Okay, because I was about to say. I mean, maybe. I don't know how long. I have no idea how long that one's been there, but I would not have thought that long ago.
It doesn't say, and this is coming off Madame Tussauds' actual like website, and it doesn't say, which I have to assume means if they don't say, then they're talking about the OG one. The museum, this is awesome. The museum was hit by a bomb in 1940 during World War II, and it destroyed 350 head molds and devastated a cinema, which was part of the museum. Not awesome in that something got bombed, but like rad because bombs are wild.
Bombs are wild.
Yeah, actually, the first overseas branch of Madame Tussauds opened in Amsterdam in 1970, and now they've got 25 across the globe. You see that?
Yeah, Beyonce. Yeah.
I don't think that one's horrible.
Yeah, I don't think that one's that bad.
Yeah, they kind of vary because I've looked through all these. They kind of vary. Like that one to me, like I think, now granted, you have to understand that we're not members of, I love Beyonce, but we're not members of the Beehive. So maybe there's just something we're not seeing that is sort of ruining the overall aura of Beyonce. But I think that one's fine. This one of Ariana Grande kind of makes her look like Mantis.
Yeah, you're right. It does.
You know what I mean? Just something's a little
off. I think I would know who that
is. I wouldn't either.
If there wasn't a picture of Ariana right beside it.
Me either. And I would have known Beyonce. But yeah, that's just something uncanny valley about that one. That's Nicole Kidman, and absolutely
not. That head is a travesty.
Dude, she looks like she don't have a Peyton
Manning fucking forehead. How do you
fuck that up?
If you're famous enough to get one of these done of you, it's like something of an honor, I would think. And then, like, they unveil it.
I know.
And it looks like that. And, like, I wonder how these people, like, how she reacted to it. Although, I don't know. If there's 25 different Madame Tussauds locations, maybe they don't even really care. If you're as famous right. as Nicole Kidman, maybe it isn't even a noteworthy occurrence for that to happen. I don't know, but
I was about to say
how that would make you feel. Have you ever seen that that bust of Cristiano Ronaldo, the world famous soccer yes. player? It's so goddamn funny, dude. And I think that was like a Hall of Fame bust,
yeah.
or the equivalent of
the bronze one, right?
Yes. Absolutely. You show the rest of these and then we'll show everybody that please. If they've never seen it. I've already got it pulled up. It's so goddamn funny.
Yeah, please. But
anyway.
I don't find that to be bad. I would have known that was Selena Gomez.
Yeah, that one's not bad.
Efron looks dead as fuck right there. He looks like Pet Sematary Zac Efron.
He does, yeah. You seen him lately?
Yeah, he got weird looking for Iron Claw.
He almost looks like a not great wax sculpture of himself recently.
Yeah,
no disrespect. I mean, I guess that's inherently disrespectful. Do you know the story of that?
Well, so the only thing that I speculated was like, well, he probably did some roids to look like Cary Von Erich. But also it seemed like he had like cheek implants or
because
something.
Because roids, they do impact your facial structure. Right.
Right.
Like, that's the thing that happens. So. That's a theory. So now we're getting that back into Kate Middleton territory.
Well, that wouldn't make so much sense, though.
That I agree. The official story is that he had like a terrible motorcycle accident, broke his jaw, and had to have reconstructive surgery. So it's one of those things. It's like, yeah, I bet you feel like a dick now, huh? But
right.
there's people on the internet who have like, of course, the way the internet be, pointed out that like the timeline don't work for that. Or
right.
whatever. It's like, and so some people don't believe that. I'm not saying I don't believe that. Some people don't believe it and they think it's either steroids or plastic surgery or both, but he do be looking wild nowadays.
Yeah,
if it was a vehicle accident, then I feel bad for him. If it was the other things, then you know, he or not done.
What
that,
are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brittany.
Yeah. There's a couple of her and that one. I kind of can't really tell. It does look like her boobs from what I remember. So that's fine.
That one's kind of funny because it's like they've got her on a pole being wild.
Right.
Know? Like that part's is, and I mean, you know, show me the lie.
Yeah, right. They didn't put knives in her hand. So,
yeah,
right.
I guess she got off easy.
They made Ben Affleck look like Chaz Bono. Like,
yeah, his eyes was too close together. And
he don't look ugly. He just don't look like himself.
No, not at all.
That's fine. I think Robert Pattinson there's something a little off, but that's not like egregious.
He's shiny.
Opinion.
Okay. I guess a lot of them are shiny.
They'd have to be, right? I guess.
Made of wax. Yeah.
Wax. Yeah. I don't know that I would have known that was Jennifer Lopez. That's pretty rough.
J-Lo's going to come up again here in a little bit.
Oh, good.
It's funny.
Good.
So I just want to say that.
They did Leo so wrong, boy.
Yeah. He looked like a drug addict right
he
there.
He looks like Pet
Sematary Diaries. Fucking
yeah. Sorry Leo. To use the same joke twice, but he looks like Pet Sematary Devin Sawa. Like, not even Pet Sematary Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
I can tell that's Jennifer Aniston.
I can too, but she looked real angular.
Yeah, like, don't hit.
Yeah, I don't know how else to put it. Speaking of Efron and the surgeries and stuff, have you seen you know what buckle fat implants are? Or no, it's not implants. Buckle fat removal. Buccal. That's how you pronounce it? Buccal?
Yeah, and that's where they take from your cheeks, right?
I do not understand why anybody on earth is doing that. Well, I guess I can understand why you might do it. You have a very, right, you got them jowls. But
Hold on now. Let's rewind for just a second. I don't see why anyone on earth would want to do that. Oh, but you're right. You're a special case. You need to do whatever it is the fuck that you like. You get why I'd want to do it, though.
You have jowls. So,
right.
Yeah. But, dude, starlets are doing it.
Right. And they look fine.
They don't look fine. I mean, they look fine before.
No. I'm saying before.
It makes them look like ghoulish.
Wow.
Like they look gaunt and like sunken. Their jaws are sunken. They look like, they look ghoulish.
They do look ghoulish.
I don't know why It hits for people, but
they
anyway.
Look like Stepford Wifey type things.
Yeah,
you know, like a not Brad Pitt looks like a porn producer.
Uh huh. He does.
Don't hit. And they did him wrong again. Look how shiny. That's a river runs through it. Brad Pitt.
Yeah, or shit. What was that?
Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, no, is it Legends of the Fall?
That's what I meant. Legends of the Fall. Yeah. Hemsworth, they took away sort of his natural kind of glow, you know, they kind of just pasted him up, but I mean, you know, it looks like him all right. There's one more. Oh, that Bieber. Phew, boy.
Looking twinkalicious. He actually looks like a little lesburn is what he looks
yes,
like.
Yes, he does. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's no, of course there's nothing wrong with it. And it's also one of those, like, you know, I'm sure the designers would be like, well, yeah.
You know what I mean? What do you want me to do?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you really putting that on me? Come on, dude. So, you know, fair enough.
I think Rihanna's pretty solid, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, not bad. Biebs again, which, that's not horrible. I think he looks better as the wax there than he does in the
regular. I bet that one regular. Hits for him, probably.
Yeah, really. Right, for sure.
He's pretty shredded.
Timberlake looking wild. I don't care for that.
He kind of got a stank face on.
He do have a stank face. I don't give a fuck what they do to Kim Kardashian. I can definitely tell that that's her. That's not the part of her made out of wax that I'm interested in the most, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
Her butt is what I'd like to see. That's the one that fucking Jesus Christ. Look at Naomi Campbell here.
Yeah, that's wild.
That don't hit, dude. She looks like a deer.
Yeah, she do.
Wait.
This is redundant. Like,
hold on. I can't.
Tell which one is the.
I genuinely can't.
I know. That's what I meant. That's what I'm saying. He's kind of a living wax sculpture. I mean,
he really is, man. You're correct.
Yeah, Zuckerberg. If y'all are only listening this part, definitely ain't hitting for you. But what are you gonna do?
Yeah, we're so sorry, and I'm about to wrap it up. I will. I promise, I'll wrap it up.
I've got some pictures and shit too, but I'm gonna be also talking.
Michelle, that tone ain't right. You know what I mean? Michelle Obama, they got her tone all wrong, bro.
How did they do with her dick? Sorry. Oh, that's still a thing. Still a thing out there.
That's a good one to end on. Miley Cyrus. I mean, they've done her super dirty right here. Like, that just super don't hit for me. Anyways, you see your pictures. Yeah. I apologize to anybody who is just listening, but let me use this as an opportunity to once again inform you that I think your experience of this show would be a lot better if you would also watch on watchpoa.com.
So this
God
is the Ronaldo.
Damn,
buzz,
it's worse than I thought.
Yeah, right.
And I remember.
It's so bad.
Holy
and look,
fuck.
I guess they got it fixed, you know, and I mean, hey, it's a good change. It's a good change.
You see that though, like you see that they changed it and you're like, why didn't you just do that?
Well, I'm assuming whoever
budget.
They got to do it, you know, fucked it up and didn't hit at it or whatever. And then they didn't want to spend the money to do it again. They're like, nobody will notice.
Right.
They put it out there and it became a worldwide. It got memed on around the globe.
That's just crazy to me because like we're talking about, and I know there's a lot of just Americans that don't use their brain a lot, maybe about to hear this and go, what are you talking about? Ronaldo is one of the most famous people in the world.
Yeah.
In the whole world. One of the most famous, one of the wealthiest athletes. How the fuck do they not have whoever the top man is doing his statue? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you know, people be cheap no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because so the person I wanted to talk about.
Let's take a break real quick to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be right back and we will hear about.
I'll tell you when we get back.
Okay. Enjoy these sponsors. Y'all, I've always been looking for, you know, a safe way to chill out, relax, and, you know, sort of get a little stress-free thing going. But the problem is with a lot of THC products, I end up just getting anxiety, and I think the government is outside of my door knocking to invade me. But the thing about our friends at Mood is that it's, I find it to be just a creative buzz. I've got a good focus. I'm energized and I don't have any of those kind of cloudy feelings. And now I'm happy to say that I am fully back on the THC game and have no regrets. It's tremendous. Mood is known for their federally legal THC, by the way. Now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, the new hemp-based THCA. Flower, baby, the future of legal THC. Try it along with all of Mood's other amazing offerings. Like, you got your flower, you got your gummies and vapes. By the way, I'm a gummy man, but y'all know that. I'm a big child. And for a limited time, Mood is giving our listeners a free THCA pre-roll and 20% off your first order. All you got to do is visit HelloMood.com and use our code POA. Trey, you get in the mood, don't you?
I do get in the mood. Yeah, I mean, I'm like you with regular old THC, your more standard cannabis products. I've always been one to, as we've put it for years, commune with the void, which is another way of putting curl up into a fetal position and fear the universe for a couple hours. So, you know, I was skeptical about this at first, but Mood's products, this THCA stuff, this stuff that they're doing, it somehow impacts me completely differently. And I don't get none of that. It just hits, you know. I did the focus one and also the chill one. The chill one is insane because, like,
you're happy. You're just happy.
It also helps. Like, I sleep like a log on that stuff somehow. Like, you just lay your head down, and then, like, next thing, you know, I'm wanting to wake up multiple times throughout the night on this. No, next thing I know, it's, you know, the sunlight shining in, which upsets me, but it happens, you know.
And also, and dude, you remember when we used to complain about people would talk about taking some and then going to sleep, and we're like, I can't sleep as much as I try to. Yeah. I just sit there and commune with the voices in my head.
Yep, but on Mood, you can. It also, I'm a gummy man, too. These are the gummy varieties I'm talking about, and they're very tasty and very lovely gummy option. So yes, Mood certainly hits for me. And this new THCA flower they got, just so y'all know, THCA converts into THC when you heat it, so you still get the classic marijuana high. They've got 10 high inducing strains, the most potent they've ever offered over there at Mood. Mood puts an end to the guessing games with federally legal forms of THC extracted from hemp plants. They're all their products are regularly tested in third-party labs, sourced from small family farms, and pesticide free. Okay, they got different strains for specific moods, from euphoric, energized, creative to chill. Like I said, very versatile products that go for whatever mood you're looking for. However you want to take THC, Mood has got you covered. It's good for beginner and veteran users. They got gummies, they got flower, they got pre-rolls, and so much more. So try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use the promo code POA. That's HelloMood.com, code POA, for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll. Holler at it. This here episode is sponsored by the good folks at Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, y'all. Wieners and stuff. Fellers. You remember the days when you were always ready to go, always ready to get up and throw down? If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. Talking about your wiener getting hard. We remember that. We all do. But, you know, we're pushing 40, me and Joe, and as you get older, things change, all right? But that, it don't have to be that way. You can get those days back. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence back in the bedroom. Here's how. Listen up. BlueChew.com. BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead to get down or just be ready to get down whenever an opportunity comes up. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. That's the best part. It's all done on the internet there, which means no more visits to the doctor's office, no more awkward wiener conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, bumping into your high school librarian. You don't have to worry about none of that because Blue Chew's tablets are made right here in the U.S. of A, prepared and shipped direct to your door in a very discreet package. Joe, tell them about it.
Oh, my God. It makes my dick harder than just eating one cupcake. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people are like, okay, but, like, does it really work? First off, I'm here to tell you, yes. We've also had a 6-year relationship with Blue Chew, and I personally wouldn't have done that if it didn't work. It's absolutely tremendous. And again, I think a lot of people shy away from it because they're like, well, I don't have a problem down there. I don't either. It's just a extra confidence thing. It's just a, like, you know, some days you're tired you know, and maybe everything's not, the fireworks aren't shooting off, but like you want to please your lover. Well, Blue Chew can be there to be your tag team partner, baby. My favorite time of the month is when that white envelope shows up, and it's my wife's favorite time of the month too. And Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex, by the way. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free. That can't be right. Well, it sure is. When you use our promo code POA at checkout, all you got to do is pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code POA, to receive your first month absolutely free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Skew.
Skew. All right, and we're back. Joe, you ever heard of my boy Gurban Gooly Birdie Muhammadov?
That's why I didn't want to say it before we went to break. I knew me saying this dude's name would just be funny.
Say it again.
Gurban Gooly Birdie Muhammadov.
That sounds like my uncle trying a magic spell from Harry Potter. Do it. Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Conjure up some fucking shawarma or something. Yeah.
Gurban
Gooly Birdie Muhammadov.
No, I've
By
never.
By the way, I'm not sure that I'm saying either of those.
Yeah,
right.
You are.
That's his first and last name.
You might not be saying it correct, but you ain't saying it wrong. You know what I'm saying?
He is Gurban Gooly Birdie Muhammadov is the glorious and
that
supreme...
sounds like a whole basketball team that's about to play Team USA in the Olympics.
He is the glorious and supreme leader of Turkmenistan. Which he has been since 2006. He's not technically the president anymore.
A new guy? This is a fucking brand new guy?
I mean, 2006.
I thought this was like an older guy. That name, that's just wild.
Oh, he's alive right now.
Yeah.
Like, and he's still in charge. So, like, first of all, motherfucker was a dentist, right? Like, just a regular old pull your tooth out dentist, as Chris Rock would say. But he got appointed into the government of Turkmenistan and the Ministry of Health because it don't say this outright, but I'm reading between the lines here, because his daddy had been a senior interior ministry officer. So his dad had like worked in the government. He became a dentist. So he got into the Ministry of Health in the government. And he went from there to being put on the cabinet of ministers and all this stuff, and rose higher and higher in the government. And then somehow, after the previous supreme leader of Turkmenistan, a dude named, man, this one's even harder. His last name is Niyazov. Fucking Jesus Christ. I can't do it. Saparmirat Niyazov, I think.
Saparmirat Niyazov.
Yeah, Niyazov. That guy was the previous supreme leader.
Supreme leader means dictator, right?
I mean, I keep saying supreme leader. Their actual title is president. But yeah, I keep calling them supreme leader because, yes, they are dictators.
Right.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Niyazov had been a dictator before, and, this dentist, my man Gurban Gooly, he rose up through the ranks and became like his right-hand man when Niyazov dies in 2006. he successfully takes over the government and becomes the president. He's been reelected three times, Joe. Last time, most recently, got 97.4% of the vote. Pretty good.
Ooh, pretty good.
Very popular feller over there.
What's his, do you have his stat line on defenestrations?
Yeah, buddy. Through the roof, out the door.
Out the window. Out the
window. Yeah, as it were. But anyway, yeah, he took over as president 2006 to 2022. In 2022, he like passed it down to his son Sardar. And but then his son, he was like, "All right, my son could be the president now."
Uh-huh.
But then his son turned around, and this just happened like last year. His son turned around and appointed him the like leader of the Supreme People's Council.
Ah.
Like high chairman or some kind of fucking title like that. And then he altered their constitution to make that guy, which was his dad, yeah, more popular than or more powerful than the president. So he's still like the main guy in charge, despite having stepped down as president in the name of, you know, whatever posterity.
That's a baller move on his son's part, by the way, yeah, to be like, I won't be the president. Here's the thing, though. I don't want to do no president shit. So I'm going to keep being the president, and I'm going to make you this, and then I'm going to change the law where you got to do all the shit.
So when he took over for Niyazov in the 2000s, he came in, you know, ostensibly under a policy of reform, right? Because Niyazov had been the straight-up dictator with a cult of personality and all that stuff, too. Niyazov had built in front of the palace a like 20-foot golden statue of himself,
yeah,
that rotated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so that it always faced the sun, right?
Nice.
And when my man Gurban Guly came in, he was like, "Listen, we ain't gonna do none of that shit no more." Right. Then he took down that statue of Niyazov, his predecessor, and then instead of that statue, he replaced it with this one. Here's my first picture. Tell me when you can see that.
Yeah.
This is a picture of him riding a golden horse upon a giant cliff of pure white marble. So much more tasteful.
Yeah. More discreet.
Much more discreet, subtle, yeah, nuanced. You get, yeah. So that's what he did. He then, at the time, he called for reform of education and healthcare and prisons and all this stuff. And like, he acted like he was going to, you know, like be better.
Right.
But then the way he, you know, you can see with how he built that, that statue of himself, like all that was bullshit. He's one, yeah, of the only world leaders. He was among 8 world leaders to receive an Ig Nobel Prize.
Oh, yeah. We talked about those.
We did talk about those.
This show, though, right?
I can't remember.
We didn't. It was on Well Read. Remind our audience what the Ig Nobel is.
You sure
is.
About that?
Pretty sure. Because I'm pretty sure Drew was talking about it with us. Either way, who gives a shit?
I'll remind everybody, but I think it was. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The Ig Nobel Prize is a satiric prize awarded annually to celebrate unusual or trivial achievements in scientific research or fields.
Yeah.
Honor achievements that make people laugh and then make them think. But basically, it's like roasting scientists, right, for doing dumb shit. But in this case, 8 world leaders received one in 2020 for using the COVID-19 pandemic to teach the world that politicians can have a more immediate effect on life and death than scientists and doctors can, because, you know, a whole bunch of his people died because he ain't do shit about COVID and whatnot. Right. So, that happened, and then his response to that, I mean, it wasn't his direct response to that, but shortly after that, uh-huh, all happened in November of 2020, he unveiled a new golden statue of his favorite breed of dog, the Central Asian Shepherd. So,
them fat little necky ones, right?
That was his response. No, I think they're pretty big.
Well, not little, but like they're fat, but they got the neck.
I mean,
you got a picture of it?
It was just right there beside the other statue, but I didn't want to call it out yet because I hadn't gotten to that part, but I'll bring that same picture back up.
Yeah, the neck.
He do have the neck. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You're write, and when you write, you know. But anyway, he's not just a leader, dude. He's a man of many talents. He
pulling teeth.
Yes, right. He also had Jack Nicklaus come to Turkmenistan and build him a golf course, which he did. And of on the day the golf course opened, Gurbanguly hit a hole in one on his first round. Absolutely, that's man, right. At least according to Turkmenistan media.
Dude, you know what, man? Like, you hear about dictators hitting hole in ones all the time.
That's right.
And like, it's kind of crazy. You know what I mean? Crazy. It's like, what are the coincidences that every time, like how, like hitting a hole in one is like a one in a million, more than that for like an amateur golfer. But these goddamn dictators, man, they just seem to be doing it all the time. And
that make you jealous, Cho? Or
somebody, yeah, a little you know, bit. I think I need
put
to
so much time and effort into golfing. You've never hit a hole in one, have you? On a real course?
No.
Right. Yeah, and then these dictators are out here just making it look easy.
Come very close twice in my life. But, yeah, I need to take some dick, I guess.
Take? I thought you said take. And I was like, I didn't follow it all for a second. Yeah. I was like, well, I don't see how getting butt-fucked is going to help.
Get you a record deal. How about you know what I mean?
Like, I don't know if Puff Daddy can give you holes in one. But he likes holes, though. But
I do.
Gurbanguly. He's got a lot of, he's a man of many talents. Like I said, he's not just a golfer. He's also quite an accomplished musician. Let me share this screen. Let's see here. Yeah. Tell me when you can see it.
I can.
Okay. That's his grandson there. See, my man Gurbanguly on the keys. But that's not all. He also plays the guitar. They're like shredding. I wonder if he's ever done a duet with Steven Seagal. You know, Steven Seagal still hits over there in those countries. He says he writes all these songs, too. People just stand there all dressed exactly the same, clapping in unison. You saw him suiting up in that race car get up there at tracksuit. He they're having a race in Turkmenistan once, and he was not supposed to be part of it. I think he was supposed to be present, just like spectating. They had actual race car drivers and stuff there on an actual racetrack, and he pulled up in a brand new Bugatti.
Yeah.
And was like, hey, I'm racing in this shit. And they were like, okay, I guess. And then they, of course, all had to, he won. First place. They all had to let him win. But yeah, he's also quite the strong man. Had another video for you. He's a big gym rat, big weightlifter. One of the strongest dudes in Turkmenistan. Look at that. His adulation. Look at this. Solid gold bar, like it's nothing. Gurbanguly, bitch. Just holds it up there. Pretty impressive.
I mean, I guess if it's solid gold, it weighs more, but don't the bar only weigh 35 pounds?
45.
45,
the standard Olympic bar is 45 pounds. And also, like, I'm not, I don't know if gold is actually heavier than. What is that? Iron? Steel? Yeah,
steel.
That they make those out of? I don't know. Yeah. Mine definitely ain't stainless steel, for sure.
It'd be rust.
It'd be rust. It's looking a little rough.
I'm a band guy myself. So,
yeah. Bands. They do.
They make her dance.
Yeah, the bands do make her dance. You're right. Mm-hmm. Oh, God damn it. Here's another thing. In 2019, he actually pulled a bit of a Kate Middleton for a while. He like disappeared and everybody was saying he was dead. And then he obviously was not. We've already spoiled that. But this is how he made his return after a few months of being presumed dead. Turkmenistan leader drives around flaming crater in first footage. Death rumors. He gets in this kick-ass rally truck. Hauling ass, bro. Look at him.
Hell yeah.
Fucking just getting it around that, which is called I've heard of that before. It's called the portal to hell or crater to hell or something like that. That's like it's some kind of like coal deposit or some kind of flammable substance deposit they were mining years ago. And some dumbass Turkmenistan motherfucker set it on fire and it's been burning literally ever since.
I don't mean this in any type of way. I'm just going to say the words because I don't know how to say them any other way. I'm ignorant to this region. Does Turkmenistan hit in any way? Okay, right. And are they right?
Oh hell
right.
no!
I didn't think
they're all starving to death and eating bugs and shit. Right. While he builds gold statues of himself, and he says that like poverty don't exist there and stuff. It's one of the
it's like North Korea. I get it, but I'm saying absolutely. Let me rephrase then. Like, I get that it's like North Korea, but we still we worry about Kim Jong-un because he might pull some shit. Do this guy ever threaten to pull shit on us or have the ability to pull shit on us?
I don't think so. I think he's content to sit over there and ride his horses and, you know, drive his cars and throw his ops out windows and stuff.
Well, so far he's the best dictator I've ever heard of. I mean, and that's, you know, that's like saying I've got the best ball cancer, but like still.
Yeah, he also accomplished marksman. God damn it, I cannot. I wonder if they've like scrubbed it. There's this video of him.
Probably.
There's this video of him I can't find. I wonder if they got it like taken off the internet or something because he looks so stupid. Or maybe I could have. I don't know. If I looked harder, if I looked longer, I could find it. But you can see him here. He does shit like this all the time. Look how fucking kitted up he is, dude.
Hell yeah.
Look at that. Ready to rock. He's a badass military motherfucker too. Got these combat skills. There's a video of him doing this, but he's riding a bicycle. Like he just rides a bicycle down. But look at that. Fucking like it's nothing.
Hey, that ain't easy.
He had one of those things underneath him. That's one of those assistance machines.
Yeah.
But anyway, riding bikes and shooting targets while he's on a bike. But yeah, he doesn't just play the keyboard and the guitar and write his own songs and sing his own songs. He also is a DJ.
Yeah.
He DJs all their palace parties and shit. But yeah, his people are, you know, fucking starving and he builds everything out of white marble. That's the other thing too. He loves the color white. White really super hits for him. He outlawed any color of vehicle besides white a few years ago.
What?
And when he did it, and I think at first I think it was just in the city, and I think the capital city, but then eventually it was the whole country, and a lot of them were like, my donkey's not white, is that okay? You know, fucking, what's a car? I'm that's dying. Anyway,
that's got a hit for criminals.
Yeah, but they the people in the city, like the powerful people, some of them had cars that were black and shit like that, and they all got confiscated. And then he said, we'll give it back to you, but you got to pay to paint it white or you can't have it no more. And he makes every building that's built in the capital be built out of white marble. It's called the City of White Marble because it's got more white marble structures than any other city on earth, because of his, you know, his fascination with the color and the material. But again, he does
white marble does hit.
White marble does hit. Of course it does.
Yeah.
But you know, so does feeding your people, I would
well,
think.
Dude,
but I guess
you mean, I mean,
him.
Bruh, like that's out of the equation. We got to focus on the positive here. He sounds like a good time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. He's pretty tight with your boy Putin, naturally. And to show this once in 2017, he gave him a gift of a dog, which he presented to him that way.
Holding his neck.
Which is funny to me. Putin looks wholly unimpressed by that.
I make soup out of dog.
But yeah, it's always like groups like Human Rights Watch and stuff like that. Like Turkmenistan is always ranked near the very bottom of every list of like freedom of press, freedom of speech, any of that type of shit. Democracy rankings. They're always near the very most oppressive regimes. Like they're always at the very bottom of the list, usually above only North Korea and also Eritrea, which I don't know as much about. I need to look them. That's an African country where I think they still literally have slaves and shit. Yeah, and so Turkmenistan comes in only above them. So it seems to really not hit over there, but he sure is a character and fancies himself a fancy motherfucker. So, and also, I just really wanted to say his name a bunch.
Do it one more time.
Yeah. Yeah, Gurbanguly, my boy Gurbanguly. Fucking
whole thing.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Let me make sure I want to have it.
A million pages for his name.
Yeah. My boy Gurbanguly Birdie Mukhamadov. Gurbanguly Birdie Mukhamadov, which again, probably not how you actually say it, but
right.
Giving it my
the old college tribe. But anyway, that's all the things that hit about him. You know, I thought that would be fun. Oh, I said J-Lo was going to come up. Two things happened in 2013. One, in 2013, and I found this so funny because of a dream I had about you that I've told you about numerous times.
The one where
you do a cameo for the Filipino dictator. In 2013, J-Lo got paid by China to sing Happy Birthday to my man Gurbanguly, which couldn't have been easy. You know what I mean? Happy birthday. Birdie Muhammad. And she got in all kinds of shit for it and had to apologize and stuff. And I thought that was hilarious. Also in 2013, he participated in a horse race, which of course they were going to let him win, but he fell off his horse. And they tried to bury the fact that that happened and like threatened everyone who was in attendance at the race and said, if you have footage of that, destroy it. If you don't, we will kill you. No one can ever find out about this, but somehow it leaked eventually. I mean, he was fine. He fell off a horse, but was fine, but they tried.
It's just embarrassing.
They tried very hard to, you know, keep anyone from ever knowing that that had ever happened. So yeah, that's Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov for you. One last time. So, yeah, let's do some air mail, I guess.
I love. Hey, let me grab a beer real quick. 2 seconds.
Sorry, bruh. It is. It's the sun being out
and it's still being a little windy. As you can see, I'm wearing the Flaherty shirt here. Right. And I got to tell you, the biggest triggers for me are spring and fall. I have to have a beer. I just have to.
Yeah, it does. You know? It. Listen. Katie is lighting me up on this phone over here, even though she knew I was doing this.
Okay, how about this one? Yankee problems. Hey guys, you've probably explained this, but is something being Raven a South thing, or is it actually a reference to the Disney show? The show is the only place I ever heard it, but of course, I've grown up my whole life in Maine. Love everything you all do. Cheers, Luke.
Yeah, it's from, you know, the Disney show That's So Raven, but we just started using it like if something super typical happened, like if, you know, Drew screamed at a cop or something, we'd be like,
or Drew farted on an airplane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if Drew wrecked our rental car.
Yeah.
Or if Drew was mean to somebody in a production meeting.
Or if Drew threw a plate at your face for no reason.
Or a ball at your kid.
Yeah. If Drew did any of those things, we'd be like, man, that sure was right. That's so Raven. And then Raven just became a term for like
the void.
The typical
fashion of what someone would do.
And not just someone, but also things like, you know, like the Tennessee Volunteers choking and blowing it is very Raven.
Raven.
And then it went further into like
the Ravens themselves.
The Ravens are the forces in the universe that cause things like that to happen, things that are Raven.
Yeah.
So
the Ravens roost.
It's the Ravens. Or yeah, if you think some shit like that's about to happen and you know the Ravens are roosting, we probably sound like fucking complete lunatics. Right
we
now,
do, but we? I'll give you just one quick example. And then we'll leave. Often if like we have a show that we're trying to get made and we feel good about it, Trey will go, I feel good about this, but you know the Ravens are circling. Anyways, Speaking of Trey, go see him on the road. Go to TreyCrowder.com for all those tickets. Any specific date you want to plug?
I'll be in Seattle and then Vancouver first and then Seattle, Vancouver, Canada, and then Seattle, Washington in mid-April. TreyCrowder.com.
Okay. And BonusCorey.com for my stuff. And y'all stay fancy, motherfuckers. We love you. Watch us at WatchPOA.com. Skew.
Yep.
Skew. Here's Lydia Lovelace.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Royalty and rednecks are alike. They both like cutting and picking fights. Biscuits and baked beans where they don't belong. Sit on down with Corey and Trey and learn some fancy shit today. We'll laugh a little even when they're wrong. They'll take you to a magical place where if you call someone a cunt, nobody cares. They keep it debonair at putting on airs, putting on airs, putting on airs.